just want to thank you all for coming and helping us commemorate the victims of September 11. This is some of the preparation we're doing in advance of tomorrow's commemoration event. But people from across the embassy and in the community have been hanging flags in honor of those who perished. And there's a flag to represent the each individual and also the country from which they came. You know, a lot of people aren't aware that over 90 different countries lost citizens that day, in New York and in D.C. and in Pennsylvania. And this is a small way of remembering them and paying tribute to them. It's also a way that people in the community can do what we've tried to do since September 11th, which is take this terrible event and do positive things in the world, do the things that people, if they'd had the chance to live full lives, would have done. And so we try and serve. And we'll be doing charitable events tomorrow. People did a lot of charitable work over the weekend. That's the way we honor their memory. And so I'm grateful that you're here to be part of that and to record it. Thanks.
Anyone have a question?
Questions? Over the past few months and all of that, there has been quite a lot of talk about bringing in new internet regulations across the entire world, specifically in order to combat terrorism. What are your thoughts on what the Australian government has been doing in that regard?
Well, you know, we work very closely with Australia on ensuring that we have an open internet and that we take full advantage of the power of the internet to communicate ideas and to draw people closer together. You know, we believe in an uncensored, unfiltered internet, in part because we think that information is key to drawing nations together and ensuring that we do understand one another. And you know, there's an old saying that sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And so we want to have an open internet. At the same time, we also understand that the internet can be used by criminal networks and by nation states in dangerous ways. And so we're working to strike that right balance and are continuing to do that in our bilateral discussions, but also on a multilateral level. In terms of where Australia's been a very good partner in that. They share the same values, same goals that we have.